Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is Mama Seven. Hey, I am so blessed to be here on this day in this number. You know, today is day 10. How awesome! Double digits. Okay, at this point, we are 1/3 after today. Will be 1/3 complete our fast. That is such a blessing. You know, if you've made it this far, you know, allow yourself to see some acknowledgement, some victory. You know, no matter what part of this fast you've been able to maintain for 10 days, understand you have an accomplishment. And the blessing of this accomplishment is, this is an accomplishment for you, for your God. Doesn't get better than that. It doesn't get better than that. And as we have discovered from fast in the prior, every time we do something for God, every time we elevate a sacrifice of our time, energy, resources for God, there is always a benefit for us. Always. God teaches us to be generous by being generous, and he so generously gives us everything. We are blessed just to be part of his children, to be in the flock, because he really does tend and care for us, you know. And so I really just, you know, this is my harvest fast, okay? This has been my thank you fast, my fast of, God, I appreciate you blessing me before we even got started. So if the gratitude is abundant, you got to understand why. You got to understand why. God showed up and showed out on me. And so this is how I act. This is how we're supposed to act. The second that you see that blessing, you're supposed to say, thank you, God. No matter what happens after that, the second that, you know, you expecting the blessing, you say, thank you, God. I mean, the way I do it, the second that I think about it, the second that God plants the seed in me that this is even possible, I say, thank you, God. So, once you start getting into that gratitude, you're going to realize everything begins and ends with thank you, sincere thanks. I appreciate that. You know, what I find myself saying lately is, I didn't even know I needed it. I didn't even have a want in me, but yet the blessings are still flowing. I've been working on seeing the blessings in everything, in anything. You know, even when challenges come up, you know, it's a blessing to see the positive answers, even when I don't even have all the answers. You know, I had a situation come up 2-3 weeks ago with my car. And, you know, if y'all know anything about Mama Seven, you know she on the road. I am traveling, whether I'm commuting for work or out in my community or just hitting that highway on the weekend. I travel, right? So when my car went down, I felt a panic for all of 2 seconds, and I was like, I'm so glad that it's not cold today as I'm sitting out in this car. I'm glad it's not cold. At least I won't have to catch a cold. And I went through a gratitude list as I'm sure everybody else was like, girl, ain't you stuck on the side of the road? You know, isn't your car down? Don't you, you know, didn't you have to get your car towed? That's how down it was. It's not like down, wait for a tire flat. It was down, wait for a tow truck. You know, aren't you worried about having to tow your car 35 miles? Aren't you? I mean, there were lots and lots of things, other things I could have focused on that would have made that a scary situation, a dangerous situation, any kind of situation. No, no. God had me so full of gratitude. It was amazing. On those days, I usually leave work at like 6, you know, right before it gets dark. That day, I left early. I left about 3. And I don't even know why I left. I was just like, I'm going to head out. You know, and it was just on a hunch. You know, I didn't know there was something at the house I had to tend to. I didn't know anything. I just knew that I was ready to go. I was time to go. And everything happened. And it happened in a way where I could still see the positive. No matter what, I still saw the positive. And that's because I'm blessed by choice. That's because I'm going to walk around with a blessed perspective. I'm going to see the good in the situation. Even if the answer, even if the good is, hey, you get a chance to try it again. You're going to get a do-over, because I can tell you, you didn't pass that test. You didn't pass it. So the great thing about not passing the test is you're going to get another opportunity to do it again. God loves you enough to let you try again. Your whole journey in life didn't end because you didn't pass. In fact, God's going to give you some more studying material and give you another lesson. And that really is an opportunity. God doesn't sit here and play with us. We're not toys to him. We are precious creations. And there's a difference. I got toys. The cats have toys. They play. They rip and run. And my children have toys. And I don't care what they do with those toys. When they were young, I had 1,000 Hot Wheels. Every time I went to the store, I bought a Hot Wheel. They were 99 cents, and it helped me shop while they played with the Hot Wheel. I don't care. I don't care how they treated that Hot Wheel. I didn't care if they roomed it. I don't care if they smashed it in the wall. I didn't care what they did with that Hot Wheel, because it's a toy, and they were playing in a toy fashion. That's fine. We're not toys to God. So I have some precious things. And 90% of my precious things are on a shrine. That's how precious they are. And I treat them well, and I care for them, and I make sure that their settings are clean, and I make sure that their arrangement is matching, and I have them beside other beautiful things and everything else like that. So those are my precious things. Now, they're totally replaceable. No, I don't have nothing irreplaceable except me and these boys, maybe Miss Karen. But, no, these they're precious, but they're replaceable. I might be able to go find one just like it. Me had to search, but I could find one. With us, we're not irreplaceable. We're not replaceable. God makes us unique. Even when he puts two of us in one womb at one time, we're still not the same. So we're irreplaceable. That's how God treats us. So now I need y'all to start treating yourselves precious. I need y'all to recognize God didn't send you here to be kicking all over and rolling around in the dirt and going through heavy life changes. And look, learn what you got to learn and move on. So when you start treating yourself like you're precious, you're going to look at things a little different. You're going to move right on into this gratitude circle with me. When you see all the ways that God has kept you in your right mind, in your body, where God has kept you above float, even though you wanted to be floating, but no, God got you treading. It's okay. God still kept you. God kept the sharks at bay. And see, you sitting here tired. Oh, I'm so tired of treading this water. I'm so tired. I get it. I understand. But while you're sitting here doing this, God is keeping them sharks that are right there we have to start seeing the blessing in everything. Our journal for today, I'm not going to keep you, is managing through the difficulties. Look, we got to get through these difficulties. And you have to get through the difficulties with your character in place. Okay? To get through the difficulties and you look back and you see blood and carnage that you created, that's not going to be a good feeling for you. When you knew that, you know, you acted less than, you're not going to be pleased. Even with making it to the other side, it's going to feel tainted and stained by poor character, bad decisions, rushed behavior. No. Go back to your precious status. Go back to the status in your ideas and ideals of being important to God, of understanding your role in your ancestry, about the role in your community. We have to go back there and keep ourselves there. Now, I want to tell you, negativity, storms, difficulties, they don't play fair. Let me tell you that. So it doesn't surprise you. It doesn't play fair. It's rude. So now that we got that out of the way, now that we know, okay, they're not playing fair, that doesn't mean you get to be nasty at all. In fact, what I find, and I've had this difficulty, I've had personal conference calls with God. Hey, God, this person is bothering me. And God's like, yeah, I know. I said, okay, well, what are you going to do about it? Because I'm a favorite child. So what are they going to blow up in smoke? Or, like, what's going to happen? And God's like, they're going to learn eventually. Okay, but God, they're bothering me now. God's like, I know. I know. And so I'm sitting here just like, I need this to hurry up and go. And my guardian angel will pull me. Look, this is not going to last always. Manage yourself accordingly. Don't let there be a time ever in life where God can look at you and you are less than He made you to be. Okay? When God created each of us, you know, we didn't come from the cabbage patch. We were designed. We were created. We were fashioned. And when God fashioned us and when God put us with our families, there was work and duties assigned to that family. There were difficulties, trials, tribulations assigned that family. There were gifts and benefits assigned. So when God created you, everything that you needed was in that creation. Everything. 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 So there should never be a time where God looks upon you and you are less than what He created you to be. He created you like that for a reason. Understanding all the intricacies. There's so many things I don't understand. There's things I do. There's so many things I don't understand. I don't get. But there's things God does. And God knew this ahead of time. And so whenever things come up, I always tell myself, there is a positive solution to this. You just have to choose it. That's how I manage through my difficulties. I look within myself. I look and see what God has planted within me. What did God put in my toolbox? We'll take your old school. What's in your toolbox? I'm going to look inside what God has put inside my toolbox. I'm going to look and check my perception of this difficulty. This could just be a me thing, you know. I got to realize I got some triggers. There are some things that irritate just me. Not the devil. It's not horrible. It's just irritating. It rubbed me the wrong way, right? guess what, baby girl? You got to deal with that. That's not for the world to change because you don't like that. So I got to pull into my toolbox and see what I could pull out. Okay, so, you know, you've been irritated. I told God this person irritated me. They said God acknowledged. Okay, next. So that means what I got? I got to go back to my toolbox. That means I have the answer. You know, do I need to pull out like a double heaping of kindness? Do I need to sprinkle in some patience in this situation? Do I need to try to have my discipline and my discernment? You know, we'll go through our spiritual ABCs. You know how what spiritual ABCs go. What is in your toolbox to help you manage this difficulty? Because I promise you, there is no difficulty that you will encounter that God did not already know about, already planned for, and already give you the solution. So in that fact, it's not really a difficulty then. At that point, it's nowhere near the hardship you thought it was going to be, right? At that point, it's just a slight irritation, a slight inconvenience. I have had situations that I'm like, man, that was unpleasant. That was unpleasant. But it's not the end of me. And I don't want you to think that I had all the answers when these difficulties arose. Some of my, in my toolbox, I have a cell phone. And my cell phone allows me to make phone calls and say, hey, I need to call in a lifeline. Call your fast buddies. Call Mama 7. Call whoever you need to. That's part of your toolbox to be able to discern, hey, this problem may be a little bigger than me. When my car situation happened, trust me, I had to make phone calls. I was on that phone for 3 hours straight, in and out of this call, insurance, tow truck, my mama, my son. I was doing a circle here. So even in your toolbox, the answer may be, I need to speak to someone outside of my toolbox. So God has given us all of this. It's all right there in front of you. We do have to take advantage of it. We do have to acknowledge it. But I promise you there is a positive solution to the difficulty. And even when I was in the middle of that very recent difficulty, every person that called had a different answer. Okay, our insurance company had one answer. Tow company had another answer. My mom had one answer. The son had another answer. And so I was like, all of these great positive answers, all of these would have gotten me home, which was the whole goal even of the car. The car's goal was to get me home. All of them different. So sometimes even when you're in the middle of your difficulty, that lifeline reaching out can tell and expose something to you that you hadn't even thought of. So don't sit there in the middle of what you call a hard situation. Reach out, use your toolbox, make your prayers. Before I called anybody, I had to make the first call, which was to call up, the call for some protection, the call for some patience, the call for, you know, a problem. I'm in the middle of something and everything else like that. And once I made that call, all the other ones came through, and that was fine. So just one way I handle difficulties. Please spend some time journaling about how you handle difficulties. And the last thing I'm going to say about a difficulty is, you know, the first line in the book says, bit by bit, the rat eats the elephant, okay, which is a horrible, when I first heard that, I said, what the, you know, but no. Everything is bit by bit. Don't be surprised if your solution has multiple steps. Don't let that surprise you. Don't let that turn you off. Don't be like, oh, I can't do this. This is too much. Oh, the solution to me not having money is I got to go back to school. Oh, that's too much. Oh, the solution to me, you know, not having the spouse I want is I got to work on some of my own characters. Oh, the solution to me, you know, getting in shape and having, I got to work out. Oh, no. So let me just tell you now so it doesn't surprise you. Many solutions, most solutions I know, have multiple steps. You're going to have to pull on multiple tools. You know, a lot of times before you start a project, you know, I know, let's say the project is dinner. We're fasting. So before I start the project, I make sure I have all of my tools. Do I have my clean pots and pans? Do I have my fresh garlic that like I like? Do I have my onion? So I have to assemble all these things so that when I'm cooking, it's smoother. Then the solution is found, dinner will be served. So don't be surprised that when you're dealing with difficulties that it takes multiple steps. Don't let that turn you off. Don't be like, oh, now I got to do this. Yes, yes, because we're looking for a solution, not a Band-Aid. So don't allow the multiple steps to turn you off from achieving the solution that you really do need, okay? All right, family, look, double digits. We are a third of the way down. I'm so excited. This has been a great fast for me. One, by choice, and then two, by circumstance. It's, even though this is my busy season, I have made the adjustments to slow my own self down so that I can really give this fast everything that it deserves, okay? All right, my friends, we will speak more soon. All right, peace.